How can you tell if you're simply being self-indulgent or you're actually setting yourself up for success? Hi, welcome to Business Mindset Mastery, my friends. I'm your host, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset leadership expert. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can learn more about me over at Heather Gray Consulting. And this is like the umpteenth time this week you have heard me all talk about first world problems. I think I said it first on Monday's episode. And ever since I said it, I keep spitballing new topics to talk to you guys about as a result. So if you're tired of hearing me ramble on about things that you haven't asked me about, you're going to need to write in your questions, and you can find me over at Heather at heathergrayconsulting.com with whatever you're currently struggling in your life or your business. As always, the best pod comes from the best questions, but I actually think I'm doing fairly well myself this week when left to my own devices. You'll have to tell me in the comments, because you guys aren't shy about that either. When I when I piss you off, I quickly know that too, and you've done a really good job in the past of letting me know when I've bored you to death as well. So, more on first world problems. I said it the other day, and I keep thinking about this concept. And one of the things that came up the other day when I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was working out my morning routine. I think I actually shared a couple of weeks ago on the show about how, like, I have a very specific routine in the morning for myself. I like to get up right away. I like to work out right away and be dressed and ready for the day, hopefully by 8 a.m. My time. And then I can just start work and be ready to go. My body's getting, like, it feels like what I would call the rapid aging process at age 42, but my joints are a little stiff, and my ankle's a little wonky in the mornings, and I like to do the HIIT Tabata workouts, so I can't just get out of bed and work out like I used to. And I was talking to a friend, and I was like, oh my god, it's such a first world problem, but like, I can't work out, and I'm starting my day late, and it feels so dumb to say that, because she herself has three children, boys, ages 9, 7, and 5, I believe, at last count. So the idea that, like, I can't just roll out of bed and work out, like, I sound like a bit of a jerk when she's trying to get three kids to school all before, 8:15 in the morning. As I was saying it, though, I realize that that's just so disrespectful to myself and to the work I've done on myself and the mindset work. And now, honestly, yesterday I was transparent as anything about mindset weaknesses. And I shared with you very honestly, like, what it was like to kind of put myself out there in a way by, talking about testimonials. But one of the things that I do hold a lot of pride on, and one of the things that I do puff myself up about and walk through the world a little bit taller than the rest of the folks, is that I do think of myself as incredibly self-aware. I do recognize when I get in my own way. I pride myself on being able to get out of my way faster. And I also know what sets me up for success. And one of the reasons why I like to get out of bed at the buck crack of dawn and get right to working out is because I've just seen it happen over and over again, that when I start my day in a really focused way, driven with a goal, with a plan, and I follow a consistent schedule for myself, the whole day gets better. It's like that television commercial with the granola bar, and you guys heard me talk about that the other day on the show too. I need to start coming up with better analogies, but like, it's this idea that when you eat a healthy breakfast, you make a healthy lunch choice, and then you make a healthy dinner choice. But if you don't make a healthy choice to start your day, you continue to make unhealthy choices during your day, or you have to reroute yourself and get that GPS heading you in a new direction and change course and get back on track. And it's so much easier to just get on the right track and stay on the right track than it is to reroute. So even though I rolled my eyes and made fun of myself for having my morning routine disrupted, I also recognize that that is part of what sets me up for success. And when I was having this conversation with my friend, it was because I was saying, oh, I've started to get up a little bit earlier so that I can stretch my feet out, I can stretch my fingers out, I can get my workout in, and I'm not too late in the day. And she laughed at me. She's like, I would not voluntarily choose to get up any earlier than I had to just so that I could work out exactly on time. And I hear how I sound and is anal beyond belief. And you can make fun of me all you want. But I will also tell you that, like, I get my content done 5 days a week. You guys get this podcast episode in your earbuds, 3 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or Eastern Time. I don't know. It's 3 a.m. is when I put it into my schedule. So it's 3 a.m. at some person's time every single day, like, gets delivered. You guys, you know, my client calls happen on time. All of the agreements and the trainings I need to run are always scheduled and done and planned efficiently. And it's because I know what I need to do and how I need to set my days up. I know that I do my coaching work better earlier in the day whenever possible, but even because I work internationally, I do need to be flexible with my schedule. But those really challenging meetings or that are going to be really detail oriented, to the best of my ability, I work with my clients to have them earlier in the day. I know that I need time to disconnect from the people interactions that I have during the week before I connect more fully with my husband. So, you know, since the beginning of time when I had my brick and mortar private therapy practice, I only work a half day on Fridays. I know that I like rituals and the way, like, different things and meal prep. I need to have food readily available or else I eat crap all day. All of those things we can call largely self-indulgent. And I will own that and be okay with it. But I also know that those are the things that set me up for success, that let me over-deliver, that let me connect successfully, that let me stay motivated, stay in tune, and stay on top of things. I think that we all know, so all of you listeners know, the things and the way your life is ultimately set up for success when certain things are in place. And it's either you get to go to the gym 4 days a week, you start your day with coffee, you have yoga, you get to talk to your friends. Like, we all have things. We all have rituals, ways of moving through the world. And what ends up happening for a lot of us is, because on the surface, it doesn't sound that important and it sounds so self-indulgent, when it is challenged, we give it up and we absolve ourselves of it. And we say, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I'm being a jerk about this. I just need to suck it up. You know, and one of the things that when my business was really, like, really smoking hot as a brick and mortar, like, I had to fill so many more hours in that business than I have to fill in my current business in order to meet my income goals. I needed Sundays to just not have any responsibility for anybody. Ideally, if I could just have been, like, married, this is my poor husband. We just celebrated 10 years together. Now I'm going to say this out loud. But ideally, if I could have just been a married person Monday through Saturday and then been single every Sunday, like, that would have been awesome, right? But it was because I work with people full time. So I want that disconnect time. I want that time of not being responsible for people. So one of the things, like, when I lived back east, I couldn't do social plans on Saturday and on Sunday because I needed a break from peopling, because I had such a people-driven business. I am less sort of rigid about that, but I do think at this point it's like my life habit, where it's like, oh, Sunday's the home chore day. Sunday's like the family dinner day. You know, it's just my husband and I, but I always make a good, you know, yummy meal, and you know, we spend the day cooking something long and slow. And who am I kidding? I just said we. I spend the day cooking something for us long and slow. But that lifestyle, as simplistic and as dumb, as self-indulgent as you want to call it, as you're listening, like, that's what makes it so that I can show up and have this conversation with you with the genuine energy that you're hearing me have it. because I know what I need to be my best and I allow myself to have it. I don't think that's true for all of you. I don't think that you sit, if you're listening to this on your way to your work, or you listen to this, like, you know, picking up kids on carpool or however you're spending our time together, whatever you're doing, whatever you're on the way to. I think that there's a lot of listeners who leave themselves off their own lists, who say like, yeah, I know I'm more productive when I get up early in the morning, or actually I know I'm a late owl and I actually don't really get going creatively until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I know this about myself, but dot, dot, dot. And then they start to wonder why they're not getting things done, why the work isn't coming their way as easily, why they're not feeling productive. The other day we talked about mindset blocks. So why suddenly mindset blocks are taking root, or why they're, you know, a simple mindset wobble is becoming a mindset block. And it's because we're not giving ourselves what it is we need unapologetically that set us up for success, because we're just saying it's selfish, or we're saying it's self-indulgent, or we don't want to have the hard conversation and tell someone, actually, I'm sorry, I can't help you today because I actually just need some downtime. That sounds like a lame reason to say no. So we say yes instead, and we should have said no. That is, you know, I think for a lot of people listening, probably your go-to. And as long as my inbox is empty, I get to imagine the problems you're having. And I'm imagining that some of the people listening, not all of you, I think some of you have a good self-care game going. Some of you have really good productivity way of moving through the world. And then I think some of you probably could use a listen to this episode. So it's you who I'm talking to today. I want you to think about, when was the last time you made the things you need for success non-negotiable? You know when you're most productive. You know when you, like, what it takes to get a lot of things done off your to-do list, to show up for yourself and to show up for your business. When was the last time you allowed the things you need to be your best self to be non-negotiable? Here's what I can tell you that I have learned from this. Is it largely feels selfish at first. I think people stop doing it because it feels selfish. It feels so dumb. I remember, like, when I was a brick and mortar private therapist, like, my friends would be like, oh my God, like, you don't work on Fridays, let's do lunch. And I would be like, well, actually, I kind of need to be alone, if you don't mind, because I'm married and I have a husband and he's going to want to talk and I'm going to have to say something. And if I don't get a break from being on, I'm going to lose my mind. Like, it feels so dumb to say that. Like who says to a friend, actually, like, you're too much people for me? Like, it felt awful until I realized my weekends with my husband were better, that we were enjoying one another more. We were connecting more genuinely. Our intimacy, you know, like, we were able to, like, have, like, actual conversations about things that mattered and not just what was happening on the Sons of Anarchy or Friday Night Lights or whatever show, which is such an extreme of me, by the way. That's such a radical insight to me in my taste that I just listed Friday Night Lights and Sons of Anarchy in the same exact sentence. But, like, I was able to engage with him on more than TV. We were able to have conversations about our lives and where we want to go and what we want to do and all of that. And granted, some of those conversations led to arguments as well. But I was capable of connecting because I had given myself time to disconnect. And I think a lot of times people don't do that because of that feeling at the beginning, rather than tuning into what's on the other side of it, rather than saying, you know what, if I make that workout non-negotiable, if I kind of suck it up and I start getting up earlier in the morning, if I, you know, take the time to do the goddamn meal prep, even though I don't want to do it, so I eat something healthy for lunch, but wow, I feel so much better about myself when I eat really healthy rather than just, you know, grabbing random things in the house because I work from home all day. Suddenly we get to see the purpose to it. That, like, what is the point of building life freedom, building businesses by our design, building lives that, like, are reflective of who we want to be and how we want to move through the world if we're just going to judge that on the other side of it? Like, what is the point if we're not going to allow ourselves the things that make us better, that build us up and make us stronger? So I want you to do an inventory. I want you to think about when you have been your most successful, what do you need? And what happens? And if you make those things and put them in your schedule and make them non-negotiable for a week, how does your week change at the end of it? And yes, you might have to have some hard conversations, but do you feel better about yourself? Do you get more done? Do you become more productive? I would like you to give that a shot for a week. If you find that as I'm talking to you about this, you know, this exercise, that you have no idea what sets you up for success, that you don't actually know what is different about you having a productive week versus an unproductive week, you don't know like when you're your most dialed in and when you're your most focused, then I would encourage you to take some time exploring that. Recognize that you don't want to set yourself up for success by like saying, oh, I'm just going to get up every day at 5 a.m. I'm just going to start journaling every day. I'm going to have a gratitude journal. I'm going to this. Like, what I would prefer you do is choose one thing, try that one thing for a week, see how you feel after it, and be curious about it. Because then it, you know, and you've heard me use this example on the show before too, like you're like Julia Roberts in Runaway Bride, you don't know how you like your eggs. And so you can't predetermine that you're a 5 a.m. person until you also decide that you're somebody who starts work at 4 p.m. and see what like brings, you know, what insights that brings. So you want to be curious and you want to like kind of pick a singular change to your routine or your daily process to see what works for you. But you want to give yourself permission to have the goal of being set up for success. Because what ends up happening is we make these decisions. Yes, I can do this. Yes, I am physically capable of doing this. So then I say yes to it rather than, is this what's really best for me? Is this what's really best for my business? Is this what's going to serve me and my goals for my life or my business the best? If you don't know that, it's your responsibility as a business owner and as a person, quite frankly, to figure that out. And if you do know that, don't waste the time and the work you put figuring that out. Use it to your advantage so you can go out and get it done. So thank you for having this conversation with me. I am super hoping that like this, after this week of episodes, you guys are going to hear my plea and send in those podcast questions. Find me over at heather@heathergrayconsulting.com. If not, it's going to be me and the mic next time. Thanks so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time, however it may go. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.